I'm in the heart of Dublin's financial district this morning, close to the headquarters of many of the multinational companies making up much of the country's corporate tax take in recent years. Cardiff Lane, to be exact, just off Sir John Robertson's Quay, across the road from the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. This street is unrecognisable from previous decades. Until about 15 years ago, it was dominated by a huge gas holder and gasworks. The opposite side originally had a shipyard or boat repair yard. MGM used to store film props on this street, and part of Educating Rita was filmed across the road on Misery Hill. This morning, as you can see on the RTE News channel and the RTE News app, we're in the Clayton Hotel, where Sinn Féin TDs and senators are gathering ahead of the return of the Dáil on Wednesday. Their party leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, will be with us after eight. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, is here now. Paul, think-ins, the ploughing, the return of the Dáil, and all against the backdrop of a budget and an election. Busy week.
It's a very busy week, Gavin, and it's starting with a congested day today. Three political gatherings in the capital, with Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin and the Green Party all meeting. The Social Democrats meet tomorrow, and then things really kick off in earnest on Wednesday with, as you said, the return of the Dáil. Some of the themes of the general election will be debated in the chamber this week. Childcare, healthcare, and what should be done with the billions of euro due to arrive from Apple sometime next year. This time of year is always busy, but I think this has got the extra edge, because while all of those gatherings are happening every day right across the country, political parties are finalising their candidates for the next general election, whether that's held in November or whether that happens to be in the new year.
Now, we're in the heart of Dublin's Docklands with Sinn Féin TDs and senators. How are they?
I think that they're buoyed up in recent days by the publication of the housing plan, A Home of Your Own. The party is actually paying for billboards. You might have seen them on the way into the hotel here. And they're advertising the stated claims that this policy has. More than that, it isn't just a 100-page policy document. They're going to deliver a sort of a revised version down to every single house in the country. And I think it's given the party, to a degree, a chance to solidify its base after a difficult 18 months in which opinion polls suggest, you know, that the party support is on the slide. And we'll see more of that today, a solidification of the base, a notable bid to reconnect with its working class base. And we expect there's going to be an announcement that the party would spend 1 billion euro from those Apple funds on working class communities hit hard by austerity. There's two benefits there. One is to reconnect with the working class base, but also allows them the opportunity to give the government a good hit over the question that they didn't want to claim that money. So expect a big push from the party on those sort of bread and butter issues of cost of living, housing and health.
Another poor poll showing over the weekend and again this morning for Sinn Féin, 3 months after an election where they lost over half the votes they got in the last general election. Have they figured out why yet?
Well, there is a general concern within the party about the opinion polls and that slide from what used to be early 30s down to late teens. To be fair to the Sinn Féin politicians I would have met in those heady days, you know, a few years ago, they always believed there was a little bit of froth in those early 30s.
Still a big fall from what they actually got in an election the last time.
Exactly. But they felt that they were the leading party, that there was a coming sense for Sinn Féin. That has slid away, and it is a concern to them that they're now in the late teens. And I think it's a concern because it isn't just one demographic that seems to have got walked away from the party. It's multiple, both working class base, but also middle class voters, both city and also rural as well. So there's an awful lot of consideration about what that is, how they can reconnect with people. And I think it gives them a dilemma. Say, for example, in relation to the selection of general election candidates. Do last time out, they feel it too few candidates. This time, are they going to feel too many? If it is a case that the party support is on the slide, as suggested by the opinion polls, and they put up too many candidates, they could end up splintering the vote and they could end up losing seats. So this is a party that's got some big calls to make. Its leadership has got some big calls to make them right now.
They haven't decided then how many candidates they're going to run yet, do they? And are they clear about who is voting for them now?
Well, they say they are clear. They say that they have listened to the voice, and you're going to see that replicated now in those policies which they're advancing. They've already come out in relation to childcare. They've got a detailed one on housing. They point out that this is an opposition party which is putting out policy papers that others have never done. So the hard work is going in, as well as absolutely pressure on each individual TD to get back down and ensure the vote comes out. But I don't think that they have come up with the absolute solution as to what's going wrong. I think there are questions there. And so when it comes to individual candidates, they have to be looking at individual constituencies. Take, for example, like Louth. Are they running two? Imelda Munster is standing down. Rory Murhu will stand. So that's one incumbent. But do you run two or three? I think they still have to make some difficult choices.
We'll also be talking to the Green Party leader, Roderick O'Gorman, later on the programme with Cian. Their party is meeting today too, as you mentioned. He had a lot to say in an interview with the Sunday Times yesterday.
Yeah, he fired off a few bullets, political bullets, it could be said. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael put political survival ahead of good government, and that's his coalition parties. He said that two parties took no difficult decisions in relation to confidence and supply, that previous administration. And he said he talked to the Social Democrats and Labour before Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael after the next general election. In some ways, Roderick O'Gorman has been the quieter leader in recent months since he took over from Eamon Ryan. I think he has to come out and define the Green Party as opposed to the other coalition members. This is something that he has to do. He's decided he wants to do it now, and so it'll be really interesting to see just exactly how hard he's prepared to go now, talking to you on a Monday as opposed to talking to the Sunday Times yesterday.
We'll be talking to Cian just after 8:30. You were reporting in the Bulletin earlier that the Justice Minister wants to outlaw the wearing of masks at protests. How and why?
So the way she's going to do it is by drafting legislation. So she's had consultations with the Attorney General and also with the Garda Commissioner. She's now got a proposal which she will bring to Cabinet, which sits on Wednesday this week rather than Tuesday, and basically it's to ban the wearing of masks at protests where there is an intention to intimidate others. So we had seen protests outside politicians' houses, we had seen protests in the city centre, people were wearing balaclavas, and now what the Justice Minister wants to do is to say there is a balance has to be struck between the right of individuals to protest, yet at the same time intimidation can't be part of that. I suppose the question would be is what's the timeline on this? If you're only drafting legislation but the government has a maximum of, you know, February, March, are you going to be able to get it through the Oireachtas before it falls? That's unclear.
On that, can't let you go without asking the easiest conversation starter for politics and at any thinking. When's the election going to be then?
Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, was out yesterday adamant in Wicklow that it would be when the government has run its full term. That means February or March of next year. I was talking to both ministers and backbenchers in the government ranks, and they all think if I was Simon Harris, I would go and run in November. But then again, they're not Simon Harris, and he is the Taoiseach, and he's sitting in that seat, and maybe he just wants to stay there for a little bit longer.
Paul Cunningham, thank you.